Would they persecute you? Would they persecute me? I'm asking regarding those people who hate the idea of religion having any part in society. Or more specifically, those people who oppose the objective moral and dogmatic teachings of Jesus Christ passed on by the Catholic Church. Would somebody like that have any difficulty with you or me? In other words, is there enough evidence in our life that somebody would label us as intentional disciples of Jesus Christ, as real, living, believing Catholics? Would they persecute us? As society becomes less and less tolerant of Jesus Christ and His Church, and it is becoming so, and I believe it will become still less tolerant of Christianity, especially the intentional Catholic kind, where will our faith be? Listen to the following paragraph from recent news about a very qualified judge being attacked as unfit to serve on the United States District Court in Nebraska. Why unfit? Because he's a member of the Knights of Columbus. Here's the paragraph. Members of the Senate Judiciary Committee have questioned a candidate for the federal bench over his membership in the Knights of Columbus, with some calling the group's Catholic views on abortion and same-sex marriage extreme. Senators also questioned if belonging to the Catholic charitable organization could prevent judges from hearing cases fairly and impartially. That's the paragraph. What's wrong with the Knights of Columbus? They are real Catholics. The moral views of the Knights of Columbus are not extreme. They are simply Catholic. And, I might add, they lead to the most abundant flourishing of human life. But in a society that is becoming less and less tolerant of objective moral norms, the Catholic faith, truly lived, is going to mean some suffering for disciples of Jesus Christ. And, as sad as it is that senators in our government can be so opposed to wise teachings that guide human flourishing and protect real love, as sad as this is, the flip side is that we can be so inspired that the Knights of Columbus are persecutable. They live the faith and carry on a mission that is very evident to the wider society. By the way, I wish that every man in my parish were a member of the Knights of Columbus. They do some very fine charitable work locally, nationally, and internationally. Please don't be surprised as the real faith becomes less and less tolerated in our society. We live in a very fallen world. But please be confident that no matter how bad it gets, victory is always in Jesus Christ. St. John writes in his first letter, "Who indeed is the victor over the world, but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" Only a few verses later, St. John writes, "Whoever possesses the Son has life." If we believe Jesus is the Son of God in such a way that we can say we actually possess Him in our heart, and by the way, St. John says that means we are following His commandments, because nobody who ignores Jesus' commandments can really be loving Him. If we believe Jesus is the Son of God in such a way that we possess Him and live for Him, we will always be victorious. We celebrate the feast of the baptism of Jesus today. Jesus gets baptized just before He heads out into the desert to confront Satan directly. And immediately after that, Jesus' public ministry begins. And that public ministry brings plenty of opposition against Jesus, eventually to the point of crucifying Him. Is Jesus a loser on Calvary? Not at all. Although Jesus died with many unconverted souls left on this earth, He triumphed over our greatest enemy, the devil, and by Jesus' death, an end was put to death, eternally speaking. And so many souls continue to be saved by his grace. That's good news. You and I need not be afraid of being persecuted. We need not be afraid of our own baptismal call to live the faith diligently and intentionally. We need not be afraid of practicing our faith and handing it on to our children. To belong to Jesus Christ so openly, in such a committed way, is to be alive and victorious. Again, St. John writes, "Who indeed is the victor over the world, but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" We have with us at our Masses this weekend an icon that was commissioned by the Knights of Columbus to support persecuted Christians in our day. The icon is entitled, "Our Lady Help of Persecuted Christians." I hope you get a chance to look at it after Mass or in the following week. After Communion, we'll say the icon prayer, asking God's help for persecuted Christians. In the icon, you can see the Blessed Virgin Mary holding open her mantle. At her feet, in various postures of prayer, are Catholic martyrs from the last century up until today. Most of them are actually just from the last couple decades. Do you realize that of the 70 million Christian martyrs from the past 2,000 years, yes, 70 million Christian martyrs from the past 2,000 years, fully 65% were only from the last century? More people have died in this last century for being Christian than in all the other centuries combined. The Knights of Columbus commissioned a study last spring, presented to the State Department of our country, asking that it be acknowledged that Christians are a persecuted group today in the world. It should not be ignored. In the icon, you can see four different types of crosses representing the various Catholic traditions, Eastern and Western. You can see an Asian woman reminding us of the very difficult state of the Church in parts of Asia today, such as Korea and China. You can see St. Maximilian Kolbe, martyred back in the early 1940s by the Nazis. You can see one of Mother Teresa's sisters, who was martyred in March of 2016 in a care home the sisters ran in Yemen. You can see a couple of Mexicans from the persecution there early last century. Thank the Lord for these martyrs who were alive and victorious, even as they suffered death for their faithfulness. Let's remember to pray regularly for persecuted Christians. And let's remember them, they who still today risk their very lives to get to church services. Let's remember them when we start feeling lazy about attending the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, where we encounter the King of Martyrs, Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity. He will always be alive. And we will be also, if we are faithful to him and build our life around him here in Holy Mass.